服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年2月20日，星期三早上，我们再次荣幸的邀请了来自陈让巴布，为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 15, The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Savabhoma Bhattacharya.
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十五章。这一章的主题是主在 Savabhoma Bhattacharya 的家中接受 prasadam。
And good morning from Sri Mayapur Dham.
我们现在是在 Sri Mayapur Dham, 向大家道早安。
So we are going to begin the lecture by answering two questions that were not answered some time back.
我们现在呢，先把前面上周留下的两个问题回答一下。第一个问题是来自于小小的仆人图图。顶拜帕布六个斯瓦米已经是解脱的灵魂，他们依然严格的遵行奉爱的程序，是为了给后人做出表率吗？某些团体说不用早起，不用念诵，不用遵守程序，自发的爱 Krishna 就可以了。如果没有遵行这些程序，我们能达到自发的奉爱吗？感谢大大美好的翻译。这个是上一次以前的课留下来的。Please accept my humble obeisances. The six Swamis were already liberated souls. However, they were still followed the procedures of bhakti strictly. Is it because they want to set up an example for people in the future? Some communities.Don't recommend getting up early, chanting 16 rounds, or even not following the process. They said, even you don't do those things, you can develop Krishna consciousness or love for Krishna spontaneously. So my doubt is, without following those procedures, can we actually develop bhakti? Thank you very much.
The answer is no.
这个答案，这个回答就是一定是不可以的。
Everyone follows rules and regulations. Krishna himself follows them.
所有的人都要遵循规范原则，就算是 Krishna 本人也是。
Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna that if he didn't follow the rules and regulations that I established for this material world, this whole world will go into ruination.
那在《薄伽梵歌》Krishna 对 Arjuna 亲自这样说，他说如果这个世人他不遵行他创造物质世界的时候所建立起来的这些规范原则的话，那整个世界就会走向毁灭。
All the Acharyas follow the rules and regulations.
所有的 Acharya 们，历代的先师们都是遵行规范原则的。
Even if they are on the liberated platform,
就算是他们已经处在解脱的层面。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up early in the morning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna every day on these beads.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也是每天早起的，每天也都是在自己的念珠上念诵。
If people think that they can get spontaneous love for Krishna by not following anything, then they are living in a dream.
那如果说有人觉得自己不用遵守这些程序、这些规范原则，就能够自发的去培养对 Krishna 的爱，那一定就是在虚幻的梦境里了。
We should not follow them, we should not listen to them.
他们是在白日做梦，我们不用去听他们讲的，我们也不用去跟随他们的所谓的榜样。
Okay, Sati.
Sati Mataji, 下一个问题是 Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Pabu 和 Dana Kelly, 如果一位 Guru 为了鼓励奉献者做更多的服务，觉得可以给予门徒二次启迪，可是当地奉献者启迪的推荐人为了平衡和其他奉献者的关系和服务心态不能推荐，请问帕布这种情况应该以如何的心态去理解和接受二次启迪的资格，是孤独来判断还是推荐人判断，毕竟每位孤独给予二次启迪的标准和人数还是有差别的。So Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. If a guru wants to give a devotee second initiation in order to encourage this devotee to do more devotional service, however, the local managers, the recommender of initiation, doesn't want to recommend considering how to balance the relationship between devotees and also their service, the mood in service. So in this situation, how can we understand and accept? The standard of second initiation is decided by the spiritual master or the local senior devotees who recommend for second initiation, because we know that the standard and the number of people for second initiation from different gurus are very different.
Yeah, that's true. Different gurus have different criteria how they want to award second initiation.
那你说的是对的，的确是这样子。每一个 guru 他们对于二次启迪推荐的这个标准是不一样的，有差异的。
Some will give after 6 months.
有的 guru 呢，他是一次启迪完了6个月，可能就会考虑给二次启迪的。
Some will give at the same time as first initiation.
有的 guru 在第一次启迪的时候就同时给了二次启迪的。
Some will give after 1 year or 2 years.
有的呢，就是要过上一两年才给二次启迪。
Some will give after 5 or 10 years.
有的甚至是5年到10年的时间。
And some will not give at all.
有的 guru 可能根本就不给二次启迪。
So different gurus have different ideas how they should award that second initiation.
所以呢，就是不同的 guru 他对于给予二次启迪的这件事情，他是有不同的一个标准的。
And therefore, we rely on the local authorities to decide when someone is ready to receive or not.
所以呢，我们就要依赖当地的奉献者。来判断这个奉献者究竟是不是有二次启迪的资格。
So there's no need to go around the back of the local authority and go directly to the guru.
所以呢，我们没有必要去绕过当地的管理，然后直接的去找 guru。
The guru is supposed to consult with the local authority whether the person is ready or not.
因为这个 guru 呢，他一定会和当地的奉献者去征询他的意见，看看这个奉献者究竟是不是有二次启迪的资格。
And if there is contention, then we can take it to a higher level.
那如果说两者之间的意见不一致的话，或者甚至说有一些冲突的地方，那我们可能就会找更高的权威来做这个判断。
In any case, one should be patient in spiritual life.
但是不管怎么样，总而言之，一个人在灵性的生活中就应当是非常的耐心的。
And should always remain enthusiastic no matter what the situation is.
而且不管在任何的情况下都保持热诚的心态。
Actually, encouragement is done with first initiation.
实际上呢，在一次启迪的时候，一个奉献者已经得到了最大的鼓舞。
Sometimes a guru may want to encourage someone to get second initiation to encourage them. But it doesn't mean that that person is actually brahmanically inclined or even has developed brahmanical qualities.
那有时候呢，一位林姑鲁他可能会为了要鼓励一个奉献者的奉献服务，所以要给他这个二次启迪。但是也许这个奉献者可能就并没有说有这个婆罗门的这个心态，或者说呢，已经达到了这个标准。
So they may be encouraged for some time, but then they will go back to the same level as before.
所以说呢，虽然接受了二次启迪，可能他们在一段时间里面呢，还是非常的积极的，受到鼓舞的。但是过了一段之后呢，可能就又回到了他原本的这个习性里。
Brahman initiation means developing Brahmanical qualities.
因为呢，婆罗门启迪其实就意味着去培养出婆罗门的资格。
We have a 20-page document that has been published about second initiation in China. You should read through it. It's full of information and see if you are fit to be initiated or not.
其实关于这个二次启迪的这个标准，我们已经有了一个翻译成中文的一份资料，大约有20页那么多。所以你可以找来那份资料，仔细的对照一下自己或者别人，看看是不是符合这个二次启迪的标准。
Okay, let's move on to today's class.
好，今天那我们现在就开始正式的讲课。
So we continue from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exchanges with the different devotees as they are about to leave Jagannath Puri to return to Bengal.
那现在我们继续来讲，在这些所有的奉献者们准备要启程从 Jagannath Puri 回到孟加拉的时候，主且他娘马哈巴布呢和他们每一个人之间有了个别的交流。
It's interesting to note that this chapter is entitled The Lord Accepts Prasadam of the House of Salabhatacharya, but so far we haven't heard anything about it.
那这非常有意思的就是这一章的题目是主在萨巴波玛巴特恰拉的家中接受 Prasadam, 但是我们讲到现在呢这个内容好像还没有出现。
So far, with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has put an emphasis on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's relationship with devotees.
那到目前为止Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 作者还是把这个叙述的重点放在了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和奉献者的关系之上。
And it proves how important relationship with devotees are.
那么这一点呢，就是证明了和奉献者之间的关系是多么的重要。
As a matter of fact, when you go through the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see that what is most prominent throughout the entire book is how to care for devotees and how dear devotees are to Krishna.
那实际上呢，如果你纵观 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的这个整部的这个著作的话，你就会看到，其实呢，在这里面就是叙述了很多很多，或者说就是一个重点，就是奉献者是如何去照顾和关爱其他的奉献者的。除此之外呢，还谈到了奉献者们，就是对于主来说是多么的亲切。
We tend to be over familiar with each other.
我们呢奉献者之间的关系有时候呢有些过于熟悉，以至于有些轻慢了。
We tend to forget the sacrifice that is required to become Krishna conscious.
我们有的时候呢就会忘记了为了这样获得 Krishna 知觉所要付出的牺牲。
But here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spending so much time.Appreciating each devotee as they're about to depart.
那我们在这里呢，就是看到了，在每一位奉献者要离开的时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对他们每一个人表达了感激之情和欣赏之情。
And this appreciation comes in form of words of praise.
那就是这样的一些欣赏和感激之情呢，就是。通过不同的方式来表达，比如说他的赞美之词
，and also instructions，
还有呢就是训谕。
So when we talk about just now that question about helping someone by giving them encouragement, here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very careful about what he says to the devotees because he knows that these words are going to stay with them for the rest of the year until they meet again.
那么刚才我们在问题中也讲到了，就是我们说到了，为了去鼓励其他的奉献者为他们做一些什么。那在这里呢，我们看到主持他娘马哈佛布在和每一个奉献者交流的时候，在他要表达对每一个奉献者的鼓励的时候，他是非常的小心的，因为他所说的每一句话每一个字都会伴随着这个奉献献者在这一年当中剩下的这个时间里面，一直到这个奉献者再一次回到这个普里和主持当年马哈帕布见面。
For example, Srila Prabhupada wrote about 3,000 letters.
就我们举个例子，比如说 Srila Prabhupada 他写了大约有3000封信件。
And in those letters, he would either praise devotees or encourage them or give them instructions.
那么在这些信件里呢，那个Srila Prabhupada 或者是鼓励这个奉献者，或者是赞美这个奉献者，或者呢给这个奉献者训示。
And when devotees would receive a letter, they would not keep those letters to themselves.
那当奉献者收到这些信件的时候，他不会只是自己留着看。
If a devotee would receive a letter, immediately it would be read out to the whole temple.
那如果是哪个奉献者收到了 Srila Prabhupada 的信的话，他立刻就会在整个的这个庙里向所有的奉献者宣读。
Because everybody could take advantage to see how attentive the spiritual master is.
因为呢，通过这个信件，所有的奉献者都可以看到一位灵性导师是如何关注一个奉献者的成长的，所以呢，他们每一个人都可以从中受益。
There is actually a difference between praising a devotee privately and praising a devotee in public.
那在私下里去赞美或者表扬一个奉献者，或者在一个公开的场合赞扬一个奉献者，这两者之间是有分别的，有区别的。
Praising a devotee in public is beneficial for everyone else who is there listening.
那如果是在一个公共的这个场合，公开的对一个奉献者表示赞扬，实际上呢，就是对在场的所有的人都是受益无穷的。
Devotees who are there listening to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praising another devotee makes the devotee thinks how much love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has on one hand, and how much what can I do to please Lord Chaitanya even more so I can get that kind of mercy also.
那就是说一方面呢，就是如果说在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在公开的场合去赞美一个奉献者的话，那对于所有的在场的奉献者来说，他们一方面可以看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对那位奉献者有多么深厚的爱，那么还有一方面他们就会去进行自省，他们觉得自己应当要做得更好，应当怎么样去做才能够同样的赢得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对自己的鼓励和爱。
So last week we discussed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praising and telling the story of Mukunda, who was the physician of the Muslim king.
那上一周呢，我们就是讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对Mukunda 的就是赞美和鼓励。那Mukunda 呢，他是当地的这个邻国王的御医。
And he praised Mukunda's very deep level of Krishna consciousness.
那他就是大大的赞美了 Mukunda 的非常深厚的 Krishna 知觉。
Just by seeing a peacock feather.
他只是看到了一个孔雀羽毛。
He fell unconscious, remembering Krishna.
他只是看到了这个孔雀羽毛呢，他就因为联想到了 Krishna 而狂喜的晕倒在了地上。
Then he praised Murari Gupta.
然后呢，接下来他又赞扬了 Murari Gupta.
Murari Gupta was actually a Ram Bhakta.
那 Murari Gupta 呢，实际上他是 Ram 主 Ram 的一个 Bhakta， 主 Ram 的奉献者。
Which means that in his meditation, in his sadhana, he used to chant the name of Ram.
那换句话说呢，其实在他自己的 sadhana 之中，冥想之中，他是一直是去唱诵主 Ram 的圣名的。
But Lord Chaitanya was trying so much to make him change his heart so he could worship Krishna.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就费了很大的劲，试图去改变他的心，让他去崇拜 Krishna.
And Murari Gupta could not disobey Lord Chaitanya, but he could not disobey Lord Ram.
那 Murari Gupta 呢，既不能违背Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训示，但是同样呢，他内心也不愿意背叛主 Ram。
And he told Lord Chaitanya, "Better I give up my life because I cannot disobey you, and I cannot disobey Lord Ram."
所以呢，他说我还不如就死了，因为我既不能违抗你的训令，也不能够去违背我的主 Ram。
So what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praise?
那这个时候呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就赞扬了他。
That no matter how much Lord Chaitanya tried to influence him, Murari Gupta did not give up his loyalty to Lord Ram.
因为呢，无论是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 如何去影响这个 Murari Gupta， 试图要改变他，但是 Murari Gupta 呢，一直对他的主 Ram 忠诚不二。
So now we're going to come to amazing devotee.
那现在呢，我们要看到就是一位非常卓越的
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak about Vasudev Datta.
那现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就要谈到了 Vasudev Datta.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him because he was a very special devotee.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 荣耀了他，因为他是一位非常特别的奉献者。
And Vasudev Datta was such a humble devotee that as soon as Lord Chaitanya started talking about him, he became embarrassed because he was very shy.
那 Vasudev Datta 呢，是一位非常谦卑的奉献者。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一提到了他的名字，他就感觉非常的尴尬，因为呢，他也是非常的害羞。
So Vasudev Datta started to speak to Lord Chaitanya in front of everyone.
这个时候呢，就在所有的人面前 ，Vasudev Datta 就对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说
，And he says, "My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all the conditioned souls. I now have one petition, which I wish you would accept."
他说我亲爱的主啊，你化身于世就是为了要拯救所有的受条件限制的灵魂，现在我有一个请求，希望您能够接受。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praising Vasudev Datta, but Vasudev Datta is going to redirect the focus.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，这时候想要赞扬 Vasudev Datta，但是呢 Vasudev Datta 的话呢，就表明他是想把这个话题的中心转移掉。
He says, "My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you so desire, you can verily do whatever you want."
那他就说我的主啊，毫无疑问呢，你可以随心所欲，因为你是真正的，是那么的仁慈。如果你有这个愿望的话，你可以轻而易举地做任何你想做的事。
So he's praising Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，他在这里呢，也是赞美了 Chaitanya.
Because he knows that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为他非常清楚，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是至尊人格神首。
Jivera dukha dekhi mora ridoy vidhare sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire.Now Vasudev Datta is explaining that, "My Lord, my heart breaks to see the suffering of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head."
他就说呢，我的主啊，看到所有的受条件限制的灵魂的痛苦，我的心都碎了，因此我想请求您把他们的 罪恶都转移到我的头上。
So,
他们的罪恶活动所产生的 karma 业报都转移到我的头上。
Vasudev Datta shifted the focus on Lord Chaitanya, and then he shifts the focus on the conditioned souls.
所以呢，就是 Vasudev Datta 把这个关注转到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身上，又转到了这些受条件限制的灵魂身上。
Then he says, Jivera Papa Lana Muni Karan Naraka Boga Shakala Jivera Prabhu Guchhaha Bhava Roga. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in hellish conditions, accepting all the sinful reactions of all the living entities. Please finish their diseased material life.
他说呢，我亲爱的主啊，请让我在这个地一般的这个境况中永远的受苦下去吧，让我去接受所有的生物体的一切的这些罪恶的反应，让他们的物质生命的疾病到此终止吧。
Now, this is a very heavy statement.
这句话呢是非常的就是这个意义重大的。
A mother may want to sacrifice for a child.
就是这是一个很重的一个誓言，就是说那个，比如说一个母亲，她是愿意为自己的孩子做出牺牲的。
A father may want to sacrifice for the family.
一个父亲呢，他也许会想为整个家庭做出牺牲。
Someone may want to sacrifice for their community.
可能有人为了整个的这个社团愿意去做出一个牺牲。
But here, Vasudev Datta is prepared to remain permanently in hellish condition by accepting the sinful reactions, not of the human beings, but all the living entities.
那在这里呢，我们看到 Vasudev Datta 呢，他自告奋勇的希望能够去承受，就是所有的，还不是说是所有的人类的罪恶活动，而是所有的生物体的罪恶活动的反应。他宁愿在这个万劫不复的这个地狱之中，去永远的去受苦，为了他们而承受痛苦。
So this is extraordinary that someone.Has such a capacity to feel that way in the heart.
所以呢，在这里就可以证明，真的是有这样的人，他们在内心深处可以这样去感受，有这样的感受。
This can only come from someone who has absolutely no material desires and no selfish desires.
就是他们能有这样的感情，是因为他们。没有任何自私的欲望，也没有任何的世俗的欲望或者动机。
Not even the desire to be with Krishna.
因为他们甚至没有和 Krishna 在一起的愿望。
But the desire to serve Krishna by helping the conditioned souls.
他们只是想着去帮助那些受条件限制的灵魂，以此来服务主。
This is surely something that we cannot and should not try to imitate.
那这个肯定是我们没有办法模仿的，也不应当试图去模仿。
Many times, Srila Prabhupada was approached by his disciples who told him, Srila Prabhupada, I want to come back as many times as necessary to spread Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada says, don't do that.Go back to Krishna in this life.
因为很多时候在 Srila Prabhupada 在世的时候，有一些门徒就来到 Srila Prabhupada 的跟前，就是 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，我愿意无数次的投身在这个世界上来做奉献服务，我可以不毁灵性世界，在这一世。那 Srila Prabhupada 说不愿意要这样做，你这一世就要一定要回归神圣。
So Prabhupada in the purport, he refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这个要旨当中呢 ,Srila Prabhupada 就谈到了耶稣基督。
Because we know that it is said that Jesus died on the cross for the sinful reactions of all his followers.
因为呢，据说这个主耶就是耶稣基督呢，他就是为了所有的这些罪恶的人们，为了拯救他们，他承受了他们的罪恶，为他们在十字架上赴死。
And many Christians believe that because Jesus died on the cross for my sin, therefore whatever sinful activities I perform, Jesus will take them away.
所以说呢，有很多人呢就误以为说，因为耶稣基督为了我们的罪恶在这个十字架上死去，那我们不管是有多么大的这个罪恶，不管做多少的罪恶的这个活动，耶稣基督呢，都为我们洗脱了。
And Srila Prabhupada very, very often praises Jesus Christ as being actually an example as a Vaishnava and as being our own spiritual master.
那Srila Prabhupada在很多的场合都盛赞，主耶稣基督是一位非常合格的 Vaishnava 奉献者呢。而且呢，把他称为我们奉献者的灵性导师。
Prabhupada said, Jesus is our guru.
因为是爸爸他说呢，耶稣基督就是我们的 guru 灵性导师。
Because he sacrificed his life to help the conditioned souls. This is Vaishnava.
因为呢，他为了帮助这些受条件的灵魂，宁愿为他们赴死。所以说呢，这是一个 Vaishnava 的品质。
But here Prabhupada explains that Vaishnavas like Vasudev Datta or even Haridas Thakur, they are millions of times more advanced than Jesus Christ.
那释迦牟尼在要旨中也说呢，是 Vasudev Datta 还有是 Haridas Thakur 呢，比起耶稣基督来还要就是进步千万倍。
For example, in Christianity, you are considered saved if you accept Jesus as your master.
就比如说呢，如果在这个基督教当中，如果基督徒把耶稣基督当做了自己的主人，那么他就能够得到拯救。
So all the others are not saved.
那也就是说，基督徒之外的这些人呢？就是没有受到这个拯救了。
So it's quite limited.
所以它还是局限于少数人的。
Still, the compassion is very great.
但是不管怎么样，这种仁慈还是很大的。
But here, Vasudev Datta is prepared to accept the sins of everyone, not just in this world, but all over the universe.
但是呢 Vasudev Datta 在这里呢，他已经做好了准备，不仅去接受在这个地球上的所有的生物体的罪恶，而且呢，他还准备要承受整个宇宙的众生的罪恶。
And Prabhupada says this is the nature of a pure Vaishnava.
那Srila Prabhupada他说呢，这就是纯粹的奉献者的品质。
And Vasudev Datta knew very well the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vasudev Datta, 他对于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实身份是非常了解。
Now, Prabhupada makes a very important point about sinful activities.
那关于这个罪恶活动呢，是了 Prabhupada 在这里也有一个重点的讲解。
And that point we find it also in highlighted by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita.
那这个重点，这个要点呢，也有这个 Srila Rupa Goswami 在 Upadeshamrita, 也就是教诲的甘露当中着重的做了解释。
And we find this point also highlighted in the story of Ajamil in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那在圣典薄伽瓦的第六篇有关于这个 Ajamil 的那个故事当中也非常重点的做了解释。
And that point is that one may admit of one's sinful activities.
这个要点呢，就是说 一个人他可能会接受自己的这个罪恶的活动
，which in Christianity is done through the process of confession.
啊，就是承认自己的罪恶啊。那么在这个基督教里面呢，这个基督徒是通过忏悔，来讲，就是承认自己的罪恶。
But confessing will not uproot the desire for more sinful activity.
但是呢，如果一个人他仅仅是去忏悔自己的罪行的话，却不能把自己的罪恶的种子连根拔除。
Other people may perform specific activities such as austerities, charity, penance, in order to free themselves from sinful activities.
那有些人呢，可能要通过一些苦行啊、忏悔啊，或者是布施。慈善的这些活动，来洗脱自己的罪恶。
We see this very, very strongly in China with the Buddhists.
那我们看到了在中国，在这个佛教徒当中，这种现象就是非常的突出的。
Who always try to clear their wrongdoings by giving donations or doing service at the temple.
那他们可能就是有大笔的这个捐款。或者是在佛庙里面去做一些佛事，就是去从事一些服务呢，来中和之前的不当的这个行为所带来的后果。
Or giving lots of money to the master.
或者呢，给这个上师捐上一大笔钱。
Or financing the building of a Buddhist temple.
或者是捐款呢去造这个佛庙。
But all these things are okay, but they don't uproot the desire for more sinful activities.
那这些举动都是非常好，但是仅仅有这些行动啊，他们心中的从事就是做更多罪恶活动的这种欲望，可能还是没有办法拔除的。
Prabhupada gives the example of someone who is sick, goes to the hospital.And may be cured from a disease.
那释迦牟尼佛在这里做了一个例子，就好比是一个病人到这个医院里面，那通过治疗呢，把这个疾病治了。
But once the person comes out of the hospital, it doesn't mean that they are protected from being sick again.
但是呢，这个病人他从医院里面病愈出院之后，并不能够就保证他不会再生病。
Sometimes you see people who are heavy smokers.
我们可以看到有一些人抽烟抽得很凶。
And they get a throat surgery.
那这个喉咙呢？这个做手术。
So, because of the surgery, they put a hole in the throat, and now they have to breathe through that hole.
那就是说，他这个喉咙做了这个手术之后呢，这个喉头这里就是留了一个小洞，他的这个呼吸呢是直接靠这个喉咙上的这个小洞来那个呼吸。
Are you seeing this? I used to see this when I was a child, and then I was shocked because the man after the surgery he would put the cigarette here so he could smoke through the hole in the.
那我小的时候就看到过这种人，我简直都。吓坏了！他们做了手术之后，那个喉咙口就留了一个小洞。那他这种人是抽烟上瘾的人，也戒不掉，他就把那个烟放在这个小洞那儿继续吸。
Right, so this is a major problem that people know they are materially conditioned, and because of the conditioning, they perform sinful activities. But then they don't know how to uproot.Those sinful activities, because they don't know that it's based on the desire, not the sin itself.
所以说呢，我们就知道有很多人呢，他们就是被这种物质的这个局限所深深的困住了，以至于他们无法自拔，就从事很多的这个罪恶活动。但是他们却并不知道，其实他们所做的这个罪恶的这个根源，并不是罪恶本身，而是。他们的内心中的这种罪恶的欲望，这些物质欲望所导致的。
So Prabhupada explains that you admit your sinful activities and you are forgiven for your sinful activity, but then you continue.
那释迦牟尼佛就解释说呢，你承认了你自己的罪恶， 那么你之前的这个罪恶可能也得到了宽恕和原谅，但是你还继续的犯罪。
And Prabhupada says this is even worse.
那释迦牟尼佛他说呢，这样的话其实更糟。
That's the seventh offense of the holy name.
因为呢，就是这就是对圣名的冒犯的第七项，借着主的圣名。
To perform sinful activities on the plea of chanting.
就是藉着主的圣名行恶。
Oh, I am very fallen, but if I chant Hare Krishna, then my sinful activities will go away. And each time I chant, each time I am clean again.
就是这样的一种心态。哦，我的确是非常的罪恶，但是我只要念一念 Hare Krishna, 念念圣名之后，我的罪恶就被洗净了。所以说呢，我每一次念一下 Hare Krishna 的话，我就消一下业，就是去掉一些这个罪恶。
So this is the philosophy of the elephant who bathes in the river and then rolls in the mud again.
这种就是风象的这个哲学。那这个大象，不是风象，就是大象的这个哲学，就是大象在河里面洗了澡之后，洗得干干净净的，可是上了岸之后呢，马上又在泥地里打滚，又弄的是一身的泥泞。
So the point that Prabhupada is making here in the purport is that this is a vicious circle. People just do not know how to break this circle.
那释迦牟尼佛呢，在要旨中说，这其实就是一种恶性的循环。那就是人们就是不知道怎么样才能够打破这个恶性的循环。
For example, in the Tibetan villages, when you come in, people spin the wheel, and that spinning of the wheel shows that they want to come out of the cycle of birth and death, samsara.
那这好像是这个在这个西藏的这个佛庙的门口有一列的那种转经筒，那人进去的时候就用手去转动那个经筒，那意思就是说要从这个 samsara 这个生死轮回的循环当中解脱出去，这是他们的愿望。
This is a good intention.
那这种愿望是非常好的。
This is a good wish.
也是一个非常美好的心愿。
But it does not guarantee uprooting material desires.
但是呢，它却不能够保证一个人就一定能够根除内心中的物质欲望。
So, Vasudev Datta understands this fact that people are so entangled that they don't know how to uproot material desires.
那就是 Vasudev Datta 他是非常清楚的，他知道人们就是深深的被囚禁在这个樊笼之中，以至于他们就是根本没有办法把自己的物质欲望给根除掉。
Is a perfect Vaishnav who is paradukaduki.
那释迦牟尼佛他说呢，他是一个完美的 Vaishnava 奉献者，他就是 paradukaduki.
Dukkha means unhappy. Dukki means happy.
那这个 dukkha 的意思就是不快乐或者痛苦。那 dukki 的意思就是相反，是快乐。
It means that the Vaishnava is unhappy by looking at other people's suffering.
那换句话说，就是一个 Vaishnava 看到其他的生物受苦的时候呢，他的内心就会非常的不忍，他就会不快乐。
And this situation.Of Vasudev Datta reflects very much on the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
其实 Vasudev Datta 的这个心态，他恰恰呢，就展现了这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的发起的这项使命的意义。
So there's only one Vasudev Datta.
Vasudev Datta 只有一个。
This is a very prime example of a Vaishnava who has no other concern but the welfare of the living entities.
这是一个非常经典的例子，它象征着一位对自己全然不顾，而只是想着其他的生物体的苦乐和安危的一位崇高的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
But everyone who practices Krishna consciousness and is engaged in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is.A representative of Vasudev Datta.
那实际上呢，每一个在从事着 Krishna 知觉的 休息，去为了其他的奉献者去做奉献服务的人，他们都是 Vasudev Datta 的代表。
One may not be able to liberate the entire universe, but one may be liberate even one person.
那一个人他可能没有力量去拯救整个的，他可以帮助另外一个人得到解脱。
So Narottam Das Thakur explains, anyone who is engaged in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered the liberated person because of the sacrifice they make to bring Krishna consciousness to others.
那 Narottam Das Thakur 呢，他就是说，所有的在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命中去从事奉献服务的人，都是可以被称为是解脱的灵魂的，因为呢，他们都在致力于帮助其他的奉献者得到解脱。
And this mood actually comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这样的一种心态，这样的一种氛围，其实是来自于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
So Vasudev Datta knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver not just one universe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver all the universes if he wants to.
那Vasudev Datta 他知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不仅仅只是可以去拯救一个宇宙的，如果他愿意的话，他可以把所有的这个宇宙都拯救了，甚至得到解脱。
And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so compassionate?
那为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如此的仁慈呢？
Because this quality actually belongs to Srimati Radharani.
因为呢，其实这样的一种品格是来自于 Srimati Radharani 的。
It is explained that Srimati Radharani has different ornaments that make her so beautiful.
那据说呢，就是 Srimati Radharani 呢，戴着各种各样的首饰，这些首饰呢，让她更加显得美丽无比。
And then she has an aura.
然后她有一个圣光。
And that aura is her compassion.
就是她这个头上的这个圣光，就是代表着她的仁慈之心。
And that compassion is manifested through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of Srimati Radharani.
就是那么这个呢是就代表着就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个心态，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是在这个 Srimati Radharani 的这个心态之中的，他带着Srimati Radharani 的情感，所以呢他就有这样的这个光环，他这样的一种仁慈。
So Srila Rupa Goswami has glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Rupa Goswami 呢，他就荣耀了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
With a mantra that we chant every day.
这个曼陀罗就是我们每一天都要念诵的。
Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorat Visena Maha. Oh, magnificent incarnation. You are Krishna himself appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
这段导文就是我们每天都会念叨的最慷慨仁慈的化身啊，你就是 Krishna 本人，你是 Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身份显现，你现在身上带着 Srimati Radharani 的金色的光晕，你自由的去派发对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，我们向您致以谦卑的前进的礼拜。
So we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for different reasons.
我们知道呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他显现在这个世界上是出于不同的目的。
One of which was to give pure Krishna consciousness, pure love for Krishna to all the conditioned souls.
其中的一个原因就是要把对 Krishna 的这个纯粹的这个爱派发给所有的生命，所有的受条件限制的灵魂。
And therefore, all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates have the same heart, they have the same nature, compassionate.
所以呢，切坦尼马哈帕布所有的这个同游都和切坦尼马哈帕布一样，被赋予了同样的一种心态。那就是这个仁慈怜悯之心。
And that mood of compassion for the conditioned souls filters down all the way through the Guru Parampara.
那么整个的这样的一种对所有的生物体的慈悲之心、仁慈之心呢，又通过这个 Guru Parampara 使徒传系呢，就是一道道的过滤下来了。
So, how do we see their compassion?
那我们怎么样才能在他们身上看到这种仁慈之心呢？
Because not all the acharyas are engaged in saving people, in giving them the holy name. We don't hear much about this.
因为并不是所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者，我们所听到的似乎都是在这个派发这个圣名，或者说一直不断地致力于对其他的生物体的拯救。
But their literary contribution is an act of compassion because it destroys ignorance.
但是呢，他们的这个贡献是非常的卓越的，因为他们呢，他们就是在一直在致力于去毁灭这个无知，摧毁无知。
Their deep compassion is found.In their writings.
那这些仁慈，他们的这种仁慈之心，就表现在很多时候是表现在他们的写作之中，在他们的文字之中的。
And the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are the best example of that compassion.
文达文的六 Goswami 就是这些仁慈的最卓越的杰出的代表。
And even more with.Acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
还有呢，比如说像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这样的 Acharya.
And his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
还有他的儿子 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
And then ultimately Srila Prabhupada took the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. That is amazing compassion.
那最后呢，就是还有Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada 把 Krishna之觉带遍了全世界，这就是最大最高极致的这个仁慈之心的表现。
And Srila Prabhupada has inspired so many devotees to also express so much compassion.
那Srila Prabhupada他也鼓舞了无数的人，无数人让他们也同样的去表达和传递这份仁慈。
So we are waiting with great impatience for the day.When a Chinese Vaishnava will come forward and say, I want to take the sinful reaction of all the Chinese people on it. Let them go back to Krishna first. I'll be the last one.
所以呢，我们也在迫不及待的等待着有这样的有一朝一日有这样的一位中国的 Vaishnava 奉献者站出来说，我愿意去承受整个宇宙的所有的生物体的。罪恶活动的业报反应，让这些罪恶都降临到我的头上吧，让他们都先回归神手，回归灵性世界吧，让我最后一个再回去。
So if there are any volunteers, please register now.
那有这个自告奋勇的现在就报名登记吧。
Actually, this is very serious business.
实际上呢，我们说的是真的。
So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Datta speak this way, his heart became very soft and he began to cry and his body began to shake.
那当Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到了 Vasudev Datta 这么说的时候，他的心都融化了，变得那么的柔软，他泪如泉涌，浑身颤抖。
Because he was so moved that the Vaishnava can speak this way.
因为呢，当他听到一位 Vaishnava 说出这样的话的时候，他被深深的震撼了。
I mean, it means that this Vaishnava has completely understood the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么说出这样的一段话的 Vaishnava 奉献者，必定是完全的理解了。了然了这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心的。
So, in accepting Vasudev Datta's great devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他就把 Vasudev Datta 视为了一位非常伟大的奉献者。听到他这样说呢，他就这样回答道。
And he says such a statement is not at all astonishing because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it.
然后他就说呢，您说出这样的话丝毫不令人惊诧，因为您就是 Prahlad Maharaj 的化身。看来是主 Krishna 呢，把完全的仁慈赋予了你，这一点毫无疑问。
So why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu referring to Prahlad?
那这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 为什么提到了 Prahlad 呢？
Because Prahlad made a very similar statement.
因为 Prahlad 也曾经说过与此非常相似的话。
After Lord Nrisimhadev had killed Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu.
就是在主女辛哈德杀死了 Prahlad 的父亲恶魔希兰亚卡西布之后，
Prahlad offered prayers to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev.
这个时候呢， Prahlad 呢就送出了这个祷文，向主女辛哈德来祈祷，来安抚他。
And his prayers were so touching that Lord Nrisimhadev offered Prahlad any benediction.
他的祈祷呢，深深地感动了主女辛哈德，所以呢，他就对 Prahlad 说，我愿意满足你所有的愿望。
And he says, Prahlad, whatever you want, I will give you a benediction, anything that you desire.
然后呢，他就对 Prahlad 说，不管你有什么愿望，只要你提出来的话，我一定是会满足的。
And Prahlad in return says, I do not want any benediction for you, from you, my dear Lord.
那 Prahlad 就这样回复主，他说，我亲爱的主啊，对于我个人呢，我不祈求任何的祝福。
But I see so many people suffering in this world.
但是我看到世界上有这么多的人在承受痛苦。
Therefore, I wish for them to return to the spiritual world and let me be the last one. Only after they've gone back, then I will come back.
他说呢，就让所有的这些受苦的灵魂都先回归灵性世界吧，让我成为最后回去的那一个人。
So, this is another act of compassion, and that did not take place in Kali Yuga.
这也是仁慈之举，而且呢，这一件事情它不是发生在这个 Kali Yuga， 就是我们现在的这个卡利铁器年代的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee.
那其他两位发布呢就说，一个纯粹的奉献者，无论他希望他的主人为他做些什么，主 Krishna 毫无疑问都会满足他的这个心愿的，因为主他唯一的职责就是去满足他的奉献者的愿望。
So what does that mean?
那么 这意味着什么呢？
It means that a pure devotee has no material desire.
那换句话说，就是一个纯粹的奉献者是没有丝毫的物质欲望的。
A pure devotee only has in mind serving Krishna without conditions.
纯粹的奉献者只想着不讲任何条件的无私的为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
So when a pure devotee is in a situation in a mature world, that service attitude turns towards saving other people.
所以呢，当一个纯粹的奉献者置身于这个物质的这个境况中的时候，他的那样的一种 心愿服务主的这种心愿呢，就转换成了一种巨大的仁慈之心，也就是说对其他的受苦的灵魂的慈悲之心。
Now this is very important to understand.
那么这一点是非常的重要的，我们要理解。
Because the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a very special concession for making very rapid spiritual progress.
其实呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个使命呢，它就是让我们以非常轻而易举的方法就得到非常大的灵性的进步，这是一种折中。
In other words, we may not be very highly learned Vaishnav scholars.
那换句话说，就是说我们可能不是极其博学的博学多识的 Vaishnav 那个奉献者。
We may not have such a deep taste for sadhana.
我们可能对 sadhana 也没有那么深刻的品味和体验。
But if we sacrifice ourselves in spreading Krishna consciousness, this is a very powerful means, not only to purify our own heart, but to help other people progress in Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，如果说我们能够为传播 Krishna 知觉去做出牺牲的话，那我们呢，就是不仅仅对自我是一个巨大的进化，而且呢，还是对其他的生物体、对他人的一种服务和仁慈。
So we should not miss this opportunity to be engaged in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya and distribute freely Krishna consciousness to the conditioned soul.
所以我们千万不要错过加入到这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 发起的 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动的这样的一个机会。我们千万不要错过把这种对主的爱去传播给其他的生物体的机会。
But in order to do this, we need to be strong spiritually. It means we need a good sadhana.
但是要做到这一点的话呢，是有一个前提，就是首先自己就是应当有非常坚定的Krishna 知觉。那基础就是我们的这个 sadhana， 我们自己要坚强，然后才能去帮助别人。
And we should not be concerned or worry about what and who we are going to be in the spiritual world.
那至于谁在什么时候会去灵性世界，这一点这么具体的这些问题，并不是我们需要去关心的。
Whether we're going to be a peacock.Are we going to be a cow? Are we going to be a gopi?
纠正一下，就是说对于我们自己什么时候然后去到灵异世界，我们原本的这个身份，我们回归灵异世界之后是什么样子？是鹦鹉呢，还是孔雀呢，还是奶牛呢？这些是不重要的。
We should just be concentrating on chanting the Maha Mantra purely and on serving the spiritual master's mission.
就是要全力以赴的把我们的 Maha Mantra 念纯粹了，而且呢，致力于对我们的灵性导师的全然的这个服务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you desire the deliverance of all the living entities within this universe, then all of them can be delivered, even without you undergoing tribulation of their sinful activities.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢接着说，如果呢你希望在这个宇宙中所有的生物体都得到拯救和解脱的话，那他们所有的人都会得到解脱的，你呢甚至都不用去经历去承受他们的罪恶活动这样的痛苦。
In other words, you don't have to go through thisAusterity of taking suffering for people's sinful activities just because you desire, then it will happen. They will be delivered.
那换句话说，就是说你不用亲自去承受他们的罪恶活动的反应，而经历种种的痛苦和磨难，只是因为你有这样的一 一份愿望去拯救他们的愿望，他们就能够得到解脱。
Krishna can deliver them in one blink of an eye.
因为 Krishna 他可以眨眼之间就把一瞬间呢就把他们都拯救了。
So you don't have to suffer for their sinful reaction, but because your heart is so pure and your desire is so pure, then they can be delivered.
你呢不用去承受他们的罪业并为此受苦，因为你的内心是那么的纯粹，你有这样的这个愿望，所以他们所有的生物都会得到拯救。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain to Vasudev Datta from a very wide perspective of how the material world looks to the eyes of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接下来就要向他解释说，在 Krishna 的眼睛里这个物质世界的这个宏观的图景是怎样的。
Hare Krishna. We will discuss this next time.
那么关于这样的一个主题，关于物质世界的这个全景的这个问题，我们在下周的这个课上再继续来讲解。
So we have a question from Sumukhi Radha.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji 提了一个问题，顶拜帕布和 Mataji， 感恩你们精彩的讲课和翻译。您刚才的倡导我也曾听到其他的灵性导师也这样讲过，但是为什么 Prabhupada 说我们要立志在这一世就回归神兽，我们无法和 Vasudev Datta 那样的伟大灵魂相比，也不可以效仿，然后 Guru 们又鼓励我们中有些人去承担众生的业报呢？Thank you, Prabhu and Mataji, for your wonderful class and translation. I've heard about the same encouragement from other spiritual masters, which you have just mentioned in your class. But then why Srila Prabhupada said we should be determined to go back to Godhead even within this lifetime? We can't compare ourselves with those great souls like Vasudev Datta. We can't even imitate them. But then many gurus are encouraging us to accept the sinful reactions of all the living entities. So how can we understand that point?
I want to know which guru is encouraging devotees to accept karma of all the living entities.
那我想知道有哪一个 guru 在鼓励我们去承担众生的业报，就是
Is she adding something?
Adding 这是然后补充说明是这是为了取悦主服务众生成为灵性导师的资格嘛。So following that statement to accept the sinful reactions for other living entities. Is it to please the Lord to serve all the living entities? Is it the qualification to become a spiritual master? Because for a spiritual master, it is said that he needs to accept the karmas of all the living entities.
Okay, it's a good question.
No.
The spiritual master does not accept the karma of all the living entities. The spiritual master accepts the karma
of
someone who takes shelter and surrender to him.
那这个灵性导师呢？就是说，不是说灵性导师的资格要承担众生的业报，他只接受那些托庇了他去做奉献服务的那些灵魂的业报。换句话说，就是被他启迪的这些人。
But we have to understand that it's not because the spiritual master takes away the karma from the disciple that the disciples will stop performing sinful activities.
但是我们也要知道，并不是说灵性导师承担了我们这些门徒的罪恶和业报之后呢，这个门徒就肯定就再也不会犯错，再也不会有罪恶了。
It is expected that by taking vows, one will become purified and no longer perform sinful activities.
那的确也是在启迪的时候。 一个奉献者呢，他发了誓之后，他就再从此之后就再也不从事罪恶的活动了。那这的确是这么大家这么期望来着，就是这个奉献者启迪之后就不再做罪恶的活动了。
But sometimes the disciples slips and falls.
但是有的时候呢，这个门徒有的时候走着走着他也会滑落下来。
And the reaction is felt by the spiritual master having to suffer for this.
那么他所从事的这些活动的罪恶反应呢，就是他的灵性导师得去承担的了。
So, devotees are encouraged to engage in giving Krishna consciousness to others.
那奉献者呢，就是一直在努力的，把，to give what to others?
Krishna consciousness.
就把 Krishna 知觉给予其他的生物体。
Because this is, it's kind of, because to give Krishna consciousness to others requires for you to perform austerities, to go through inconvenience.
因为这样呢，就是对，把 Krishna 知觉带给其他的众生的这样的一个过程，其实需要你本人做出一定的，牺牲的，要在任何的这个状况下面去经历这个艰难险阻，去承受种种的不便。
It's a physical austerity, it's a mental austerity.
不管是在身体上还是在心理上，都要去承受一些苦行的。
You have to step out of your own comfort to give Krishna to others.
你必须要自愿的走出你自己的舒适的这个区域，去帮助其他的，主动的去帮助其他人。
And in order to do that, as I mentioned previously, you have to perform the austerities of the mind and the body and the soul to perform good sadhana, because you have to be strong to give Krishna to others.
那就像我前面说的一样，你要做到这一点的话，首先你必须要在身心灵各个方面去做一些苦行，做一些净化，因为通过这些苦行和净化之后呢，你才能够变得更加的强大，这样你才能够去帮助别人的。
So we have to understand, Krishna explains this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Atmaho tapasonaga. This kind of austerity is the nature of my heart.
那 Krishna 呢，他在圣典薄伽瓦坛说到呢，这样的一种苦行就是我的本性 is my nature.
Yeah, that's Krishna feels.
就是 Krishna 的本性。
That austerity touches my heart.
就是那意思就是说，如果一个人他愿意为了这样的一个目的苦行的话，那就触动他的心，这是Krishna 的心愿。
So we see some devotees, for example, in the past who have spent their whole life distributing Srila Prabhupada's books on the street. And then somehow or other they get cancer, they get a disease, they come to Vrindavan, boom, they go back to Krishna, finished.
那我们也看到这样的一些典范的例子，就有些奉献者他就是这一辈子都是在派书在取悦Srila Prabhupada去做这个奉献服务，然后之后他就得了这个癌症，得了癌症之后来到了这个Vrindavan，在很短的这个时间里面呢，他就离开了躯体，就回归了。
So, this is, in other words, either you are very qualified to just sit in your home and chant Hare Krishna all day and read the Srimad Bhagavatam and become a pure devotee this way, or if you can't do this, as Prabhupada mentioned, then you sacrifice by distributing Krishna consciousness.
那么就是一种情况是，如果你能够做到，那你可以在家里面，只是去非常纯粹的，没有任何冒犯的去念诵祖的圣名，去看这个圣典波迦瓦塔，研读经典，然后把这个萨达纳做得非常的完美。但是如果你做不到这一点，没法自己这样子去自我的去进行休息，那么你就要做一个牺牲。这个牺牲就是去派发主的圣名，去帮助其他的众生，那个就是能够帮助你得到净化，通过你的这个自我牺牲。
Sometimes devotees they think, "Oh, I'm not making spiritual progress. I feel that I'm stuck."
那因为有的时候我们看到奉献者说，我觉得我自己一点都在 Krishna 知觉上面一点都没有进步，我就是完全的停滞在那里，就是陷在那个地方出不来了。
Believe me, believe my experience. If you want to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and make a lot of spiritual progress.Then engage in distributing Krishna consciousness to others.
啊，那么你就要相信我的这个经验了。就是如果你要想在 Krishna 知觉当中保持非常充分的这种热情和积极的一种心态的话，那你呢，你就要致力于去把 Krishna 知觉去带给其他的人，也就换句话说是传播 Krishna 知觉。那如果这样，你就可以。
And if we do this for the rest of our life, we are guaranteed to go back to Krishna.
如果在余生都能够这样坚持不懈的去做的话，那保证就可以回归神手了。
Okay.
You have to move here. Sumukhi Radha 刚才又说，密宗里呢也教育这个信徒要菩提，要发这个菩提心，至于您。刚才提到的为众生承受苦难的大愿，在结果上有何区别呢？ In Tibetan Buddhism, it is also encouraged the followers should develop bodhisattva. Is it different from what you mentioned about how the living someone should accept the sinful reactions of all the living entities?
Yes, bodhisattva is another aspect of Buddhism.
是的，你说的这个菩提心的确是，就是佛教里面的一个非常重要的指导。
And in Pure Land Buddhism, there are different spiritual spaces where you can be with Buddha all the time, or you can come back into this world to save other people.
那在净土中里面也讲到了这个不同的境界，就是你或者是可以和佛陀在同一个地方，或者说呢，你可以为众生受业来到这个世间，去承受普度众生，来承受这个众生的这个痛苦。
And it is mentioned in Pure Land philosophy that the west part of Pure Land is where people make this bodhisattva vow so they can take birth again and again to save people.
在净土中的这个大乘里面，也就是说到就是西方极乐世界呢，就是那些发愿，就是有这个菩提心、菩提愿，然后在这个世间受苦，为众生承受痛苦，普度众生的那些信徒所要去的地方。
The difference is that you can only save someone by giving them the knowledge that will bring them back to the spiritual world.
这个区别就是说，你只能能够，你只能就是说，如果通过帮助一个人让他回归灵性世界，这才能够做到的。
And that can only be done by a pure devotee of Krishna.
那只有纯粹的奉献者才能做到这一点。那 does that mean you said that the western part, the Pure Land, is not the ultimate goal or not?
It's not the ultimate.
就是西方极乐世界其实还不够终极，还不是最终的这个救。
You can help people, but if you don't give them Krishna consciousness, they will have to take birth again.
因为呢，你是可以去帮助他人得到这个解脱的，但是一个灵魂，如果说他终极而言，他没有这个Krishna 知觉的时候，他还是要再次回到这个世俗的世界的。
So you help, but only to a certain level.
所以呢，你就像佛教里面，你帮助了他们，但是你只能帮助他们提升到一定的境界，但是却不是究竟。
Because the Pure Land Buddhism does not foster the desire to serve Krishna unconditionally.
因为净土宗并不能够培养出一个人想为 Krishna 做无私的奉献服务的这份心愿。
I'm planning to write some, something about this.
关于这一点呢，我是准备要写一些文章。
Because it's very, very important in China to understand the difference between the two.
因为在中国的话，对于这个两者的这个区别呢，是很多人所关心的，所以呢，也是非常的重要的。我们下一个问题就是你们谁愿意留？就是你是亚姑姑讲课时问过你们谁愿意留在这里？让其他人都先回归。Because you said which guru would encourage disciples to you know, suffer for the other living entities. He said, Nrisimha Maharaj, when he is giving class, he asked that question once in a lecture. Okay, so we pass that question. 魔辩总裁孟丹诚要有识智之士的加入，他询问了一个问题，顶拜咕噜，请问 Mataji 到了50岁以后也可以过气绝的生活吗？ The question is, can Mataji also accept a renunciate life after 50 years old?
Renunciate means take sannyas?
Yeah.
No.
那个马太吉们是不应该做这个萨尼亚西托钵僧的。
Devotees, doesn't matter what ashram they are in, whether they are married or not married, everyone should be renounced in the heart.
那一个奉献者，无论他是在哪一个灵性的生命阶段，也就是说，无论在哪个 ashram 当中，是居士啊，这个真守生啊等等，就是在这个内心当中始终要有一个弃绝者的心。
We have to understand the real meaning of renunciation.
我们必须要明白弃绝的真正意义是什么。
Renunciation doesn't mean renouncing the material world.
弃绝并不是意味着要舍弃这个物质世界。
Rupa Goswami says, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe.You become detached from the material world only by becoming attached to Krishna.
Rupa Goswami 说呢，你只有通过发展出对 Krishna 的依附之心，才能真正的做到弃绝这个物质世界。
So renunciation is only half of the process. The real process of renunciation is to be attached.Attached to Krishna.
所以仅仅是这个弃绝舍离，其实你才做了一半。真正的弃绝，彻底的弃绝，就是培养出对 Krishna 的奉爱之情，那种依附之情。
Otherwise, renunciation is artificial.
否则的话，你的这个弃绝呢，只是一种人为的一种行动，就是不自然的。
Okay.
Sumuki Radha 继续问，外在的罪恶活动看似是没有了，但是内心的罪恶怎么办？想要根除这些罪恶的种子真的是不容易的。The external sinful activity seems to disappear after some practice, but then what about the inner sins, the sins in the heart? How to uproot the seeds of those sinful actions? It is not difficult, it's not easy at all.
That's right.
您说的是对的。
At the beginning, we have the gross external attachment.
那一开始的时候呢，我们有一些非常粗糙可见的一些依附，物质依附。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written extensively on this subject matter.
关于这个主题 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾经用了很笔墨来描述。
And even the Goswamis of Vrindavan and Vishwanath Chakravarti, actually, all the acharyas have written about this. Why?Because they are compassionate and they want the devotees to become pure.
那么还有这个 Vrindavan 的六 Goswami, 还有 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, 事实上这个历代的这些先师啊 Acharya 们都就你说的这个主题说就是曾经说过很多写过很多。因为什么呢？因为他们对于这些众生这些受条件限制的灵魂是非常的仁慈的，非常的慈悲，他们怜悯我们，他们希望我们能够从这样的一种内在的罪恶当中摆脱出来，洗净。
Like Prabhupada gave a seed mantra, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
那是了 Prabhupada 呢，他就给了我们一个种子式的曼陀罗，他说就是唱诵变快乐，唱诵 Hare Krishna 快乐起来吧。
But behind this mantra, there are volumes and volumes of books that explains how you will be happy.
爸爸他给予我们的这个神咒这个曼陀罗呢听起来是非常的简单不过在他的这个背后他 用了大量大量的文献来剖析了其中的意义。
So when we follow the process of sadhana, externally we become purified, but then there are subtle attachments that remain within the heart.
所以呢，通过这个 sadhana 规范修习的这个程序，我们可以把外在的一些罪恶呢给清除掉，但是呢，我们还有内心的这种非常精微的、非常微妙的这些依附和罪恶。
And we don't even know that they are there.
有的时候甚至都不易察觉。
They appear as we are progressing. We don't even expect them to be there.
然后呢，在我们越来越进步的时候呢，他们就会出现出来。我们之前可能都没有想到自己有这样的罪恶。
So there is no miracle solution.
那在这里呢，并没有这个叫奇迹般的一种解决方法。
We have to stick to the process.
我们就是得要非常忠诚的去追随我们的程序，一步一步的走。
But we have to go deeper into the process.
但是我们必须要在这个程序中，这个灵修的程序中深入下去。
The chanting has to be offenseless.
我们的念诵一定要避免冒犯。
The Vaishnava relationship has to be very deep.
我们和 Vaishnava 奉献者的关系一定要非常的深入。
The understanding of Shastra has to be realized.
我们的对这个 Shastra 的这个意义必须要有透析的理解。
The meditation on Krishna has to be much deeper.
然后我们对 Krishna 的这个觉悟呢，也要更加的深入。
And we have to understand that pure Krishna consciousness is not achieved by our own endeavor. It is revealed by Krishna within the heart when Krishna is pleased with our endeavor.
另外一个我们要知道，纯粹的奉献服务并不只是说，只是并不只是就是，并不是单单的靠我们个人的这个努力就可以实现的。事实上是我们的努力吸引了 Krishna 的关注，当 Krishna 对我们的在 Sadhana 休息当中的努力感到满意的时候，他感到高兴的时候，他就会把这个份爱的就是把这种爱这个赐予给我们的。
We don't remove those material desires no matter how subtle they are. Krishna removes them.
就是不管我们的这种物质的欲望有多么的精微，靠我们自己的力量是没有办法清除的，那是要靠 Krishna 的这个仁慈，是由 Krishna 来把这些罪恶给清除掉的。
He is in the heart. He knows exactly what level of Krishna consciousness we are and what is required to progress.
因为他就在我们的心中，他非常的清楚我们在 Krishna 知觉中上升到了哪个阶段，他也非常清楚要清除这些罪恶和物质依附，你需要做些什么。
So we just have to go deeper into the process.
所以说我们就是要在这个休息的程序当中步步深入，这样就好了。就是聆听世界说，为什么在印度教中把 Shiva 作为了至尊人格神？ Why in Hinduism people consider Lord Shiva as the supreme personality of Godhead?
Because, first of all, Krishna is an expansion of Vishnu.
Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna. 首先呢，这个 Vishnu 就是 Krishna 的一个扩展。
Shiva is an expansion of Vishnu within the material world.
Shiva 呢，它就是 Vishnu 在这个物质世界的一个扩展。
And through Shiva,Everything is manifested.
那希望呢，就是通过这个希望呢，就是一切就都展示了出来。
So because Shiva is so prominent in the material world, people who have a poor fund of knowledge, they see that he is the greatest.
因为呢，这个希望它对于这个物质世界的这个影响力是那么的大，所以说呢，那些。就是知识不全面不足的人，他们就会认为 Shiva 是最高的神。
So he is a manifestation of Krishna.
他是 Krishna 的一个展示。
But he is not the supreme personality of God.
但是呢，他还不是至尊人格神。
Shiva is always in meditation on Krishna.
那 Shiva 呢，他就一直是在冥想着主 Krishna 的。
And another thing about Shiva that people like to see him as the Supreme Lord is because he is very easily pleased Therefore, it satisfies people's desires.
还有一个原因就是说，之所以把希瓦当成了至尊人格神呢，是因为，希瓦他是非常容易被取悦的，所以说呢，他就是非常的宽容，所以只要有谁去求他的话，他就会满足他的这个愿望。所以，在这个物质世界的这些人，他们就很愿意把这个希瓦当成至尊神来崇拜。
But Shiva is the greatest of all Vaishnavas.
那希瓦他是所有的这个Vaishnava 的奉献者中的至尊最出色的那一位。
Okay.
Can I switch off? 下一个问题来自于 Free and Easy. 明白老师和翻译感恩您的精彩讲课和翻译的甜美翻译。我想问老师怎样才能够更好的传播圣名。我的家人念诵了一段时间圣名，可是他刚开始觉得还可以，最近就说只是心烦。我该怎么样帮助家人呢？顶戴爱你们 Hare Krishna.Thank you for your class and the translation. I want to ask you a question, how to spread the holy name in a better way. I encouraged my family members to chant the holy name after some time. At the beginning, he feels okay, but then after that, he feels quite annoyed and restless. How can I help my family members? Thank you very much.
My
obeisances to you.
Free and Easy has stepped out of the pages of the Nectar of Devotion and visiting us in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Free and Easy 哈，你现在走出了这个风爱的甘露，现在来到我们 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的课程来拜访我们了。
Okay, it's very good that you tried to engage your family members in chanting.
你现在呢，在鼓励你的家人去念诵，这一点非常的好。
But if they become annoyed, then you will push them to make offenses.
但是如果说他们过于的这个心烦的话，那你就有可能会做出一些冒犯了。
So if you can play the holy name through, on the computer or whatever, if you can let them hear the holy name.
那你可以在这个，比如说在电脑上面呢，播放器里面放一下这个圣名，先让他们听着。
So if they don't chant, let them hear.
如果说他们就是总是不想念诵的话，可以先从聆听开始。
And by your own example that you never give up the chanting, then they will respect what you are doing.
那你自己只要是坚持永远不放弃这个念诵的这个圣名的话，他们一定迟早都会非常的尊重你的。
So their appreciation is their spiritual progress.
Their appreciation is their spiritual progress.
That's how they make it.
那他们如果说是非常的欣赏你在这个灵修的话，这样的一种欣赏和一种接受本身就是能够帮助他们在 Krishna 知觉当中得到进步的。
So then their heart needs to be more purified.
所以呢，他们的首先因为他们的这个心得要先得到这个净化。
And one powerful way to purify their heart is if you cook them excellent.Delicious Krishna Prasadam.
那还有一个净化他们的内心一个非常好的办法，就是你要做出非常可口精美的这个 Krishna Prasadam 供奉过给 Krishna 的食物，让他们享用。所以呢，首先你要非常的耐心。
But don't limit yourself to your family members.
但是呢，也不要只是局限于你自己的家人。
Give Krishna consciousness to anyone and everyone.
你要把 Krishna 知觉给予。
Okay, one more and then we have to go.
好，那就是我们最后一个问题了。接着我们就要结束今天的讲课。Kirtananda Das, DD, 然后感恩Guru能承担门徒的业报，奉献者之间也可以互相承担业报吗？就是把别人的痛苦转到自己身上吗？替别人再不造业了吗？Thank you, Guru. He thought he thinks you're a guru. Thank you very much. You said the guru can accept the sinful reactions or the karmas from the disciples. Can the devotees also accept karmas from each other? Can we transfer the sufferings of other people to our own head? To accept the other sinful activities from others, does that automatically mean that they will not create more reactions?
You have to say that again.
So you said guru can accept the karmas from the disciples. Can the devotees also accept the karmas from each other?
No.
And that means to transfer the sufferings to oneself.
No.
但是奉献者之间是不能这样互相承担业报的。So she also asked to accept the other devotees' act.
What?
Commas, does that mean that the other person will not create more?
No. We're not that advanced that we can stop doing stuff like this.
我们还没有进步到这样的精进到这样的一个程度，可以去承担别的奉献者的业报，或者是别的。
By having loving exchanges, devotees become purified.
其实奉献者之间的关系是一种爱的那种交流或方式，奉献者自然就得到了净化。Janaki, 请问主持天莲马哈巴布在八十节第四十节教导，一世复一世的为主做无缘的奉献佛，而释迦牟尼也教导我们今生就要回到灵性世界。请问，如何理解这两个教诲，以及如何理解在物质世界一世复一世的服务，和为主灵性，和回灵性世界为主做服务？So Lord Chaitanya in Sri Chakshastakam, the fourth verse 4, I would like to do costly service to you life after life. But on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada also instructs that we should go back to the spiritual world even within this lifetime. So how to understand these two different instructions, how to understand. And on one side, we do service life after life in this material world. On the other hand, we should go back to the spiritual world to do service to follow Sri Krishna directly.
No, the idea is that we have to make spiritual progress by dedicating ourselves both in service and in sadhana so we can get the mercy of the spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and go back to Krishna in this life. That's the objective.
就是我们的目标就是应当是做 sadhana, 做规范休息，好好的念诵这个圣名，去执行我们的灵性导师的这个训谕。那么通过这样呢，其实就是对Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Guru 对 Krishna 的一个最好的服务。那通过他们的这个仁慈，我们就可以赐福，我们就可以回归灵性世界了。
Secondly, we are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
第二点就是说我们不是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And the idea is that we are only servants of the servant.
其实就是说，这个关键的问题在于我们只是仆人的仆人的仆人而已。
And therefore, it is not up to us to decide how we want to serve the Supreme Lord and the Spiritual Master.
就是我们以什么样的方式去服务至尊主，服务我们的灵性导师，这不是由我们来决定的。
If the Spiritual Master wants us to return, we return. If the spiritual master wants us to stay in the spiritual world, we stay in the spiritual world.
如果灵性导师想让我们回去，让我们回到灵性世界，那我们就回去。如果灵性导师想让我们留在这个物质世界，我们就留在这个物质世界。
Now I want to read to you something that I received yesterday, which is something Srila Prabhupada said on a morning walk in 1975.
那我想给大家读一下。就是在1975年的时候 Srila Prabhupada 在清晨的漫步中所讲的一段话。
Instead of contemplating what will happen to this world, you have got a short duration of life. Stay fit. Stay 50, 60 years. You chant Hare Krishna, you go back home back to it. Don't consider what will happen to this world. Nature will take care of it. You don't puzzle your brain with these thoughts. You utilize whatever time you have got in your possessions and go back home, back to Godhead. You cannot check it. Best thing is that you mold your life and go back home, back to Godhead. Because people will go on with their rascal civilization. Natural consequences will be there. You better take advantage of whatever time you have got and become fully Krishna conscious and go back to home. 4 times in one paragraph.
那就是在这个一段当中，释拉帕布帕他就讲到了这一点。他说呢，你在这个世间所停留的时间是非常短暂的，就算是50年、60年，与其是不断的去思考着这个世界会发生些什么，还不如说好好的去念诵和唱诵 Hare Krishna， 回归家园，回归神兽。这个世界究竟会发生些什么？就不用再去烦恼和思考了，这个大自然会照料这一切的。你不要胡思乱想，你不要想东想西，以此来困惑你自己。你应当好好的珍惜你现在所拥有的一切的这个时间，回归家园，回归神兽。这个物质世界究竟会怎样是你无法阻止的，最好的就是说你能够好好的去创造你的灵性的这个生活，构筑你的生活，回归家园，回归神兽。因为无论如何，在这个世人的这种无赖般的这种文明，会一直延续下去的。他们的一切的活动最终都会招来自然的结果，最好你还是好好的珍惜你现在所拥有的一切的时间，在这一生就具备完全的 Krishna 直觉，回归家园。
So we will finish on this note.
那么说完了这一段呢，我们今天的课就停在这里了。
Shumukhi Radha Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 非常的感谢你。
Krishna Premi, thank you very much for your translation.
Krishna Premi Mataji, 非常的感谢你。
Thank you to all the devotees for your wonderful questions.
感谢所有的奉献者的非常出色的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Vasudev Datta Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
jai.
Kashadesh Yatra ki jai,
jai.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Vaikuntha Jin, 服务员于聆听亲爱的奉献者们今天的永恒的 Chaitanya Jin, 是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的课就讲到这里结束。我们下周同一时间周三早上7点再见。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.